President Donald Trump's travel ban was upheld in the Supreme Court Tuesday on a 5-4 decision. KLCC's Alec Cowan reports on how those at the University of Oregon are affected by the ban and what role universities might play in helping students.
When I spoke to Wasim Noman in September, he was a typical college student at the University of Oregon. His friends call him Wes for short, and he was ready to start his second full year at the university.
I have 2 more years. Yeah, I've been here at UofL for 2 years. I've been at Lane for like 3 terms. So hopefully like 2 years, graduating.
He studied hard on his midterms.
My midterms are doing good. Been studying for a long time.
He was taking his dog to the park to enjoy the weather.
Yeah, I got a dog, German Shepherd. Did you see him?
Yeah. What's his name?
Pablo. Pablo, he's getting big. He's like 8 months now.
In short, he was a normal business major enjoying the life of a university student. 3 years ago, Wes came to the United States from Yemen, a country in civil war.
I lived through the war for like 5 to 6 months, and it was one hell of an experience. Ever since everything has changed, you can't leave your house. You're always worried about your life. My house got shook down. Me and my family were in the house. 4 missiles. I'm lucky, like I'm here, I'm blessed. My sister's okay, my mom, my dad. So it's just a terrifying situation.
Wes planned on returning to Yemen this summer, but after the Supreme Court upheld the ban, that could be dangerous.
My mom, my dad, my whole like family, they're still there, yeah. I tried like to go back a couple times, but it's just a risk that I don't want to take.
Wes and his sisters are U.S. citizens because of his dad, who attended the University of Oregon back in the 1980s. But his mom is only a citizen of Yemen and hasn't been able to leave.
So my family, they're just surviving over there, you know? They're like moving from city to city. Like one city gets like really, really damaged or really, really dangerous, they just leave to a different city.
Because they have a bona fide relationship to someone in the United States, his family should be able to seek a waiver for the travel ban. But war has made that difficult.
The thing is now everything in Yemen from like embassies, everything is shut down.
In order to file the right paperwork for his mom, Wes's dad would have to leave Yemen.
He can't do anything from inside Yemen. He has to stay there like for my mom and my sisters. You know, it's really dangerous, so he can't just like leave and keep on going.
Wes had friends at the UO from Yemen, but after their student visas expired, they faced a tough decision to leave. Most are finishing their education in other countries.
So a lot of my friends, they left. And they're like, have like 1 more year and they're going to graduate. And they never can come back. And the other thing was like, some of them, they just wanted to go and see their parents. Like, I want to like be free to leave and come back. I'm not like a prisoner here.
Universities serve as hubs for international students, some of whom are from countries listed on the ban. The largest schools in Oregon have all had to deal with the executive order.
My name's Rob Harden. I'm the Senior Assistant Director for International Student Recruitment.
Harden says that the U of O does not receive many applications from the 7 banned countries, so it's difficult to know how it's affecting enrollment statistically. But he expresses that he has seen anxiety around the ban during his travels.
One of the dads, this is all anecdotal, of course, but one of the dads asked me, what happens if my daughter goes to your school and 2 years from now she comes home for a break and your country doesn't let her back in? I'd never heard a question like that before.
International student enrollment at the U of O saw a drop coming into the 2017 fall term. While numbers around enrollment always fluctuate, Harden notes that he has seen more insecurity from students thinking about coming to America.
And I've always gotten questions about, you know, well, people like me, or they're going to think that I'm, you know, an international student and not like me just for that fact alone. And I've been getting more of those type of questions.
So the travel ban, of course, does 2 things. First, it bans people from certain countries coming to the U.S., and some of them might be students at the U of O.
This is Dennis Galvan, the Vice Provost for International Affairs at the University of Oregon.
But more important than the actual ban is the chilling effect that it has on people from anywhere around the world who are not sure if they'll be the next target of the ban, if they'll be misunderstood as targets of the ban. So it has a wider effect.
Because of the university's connections abroad, Galvan introduces a unique idea.
So the idea is perhaps we could make those places available for students from other countries to go to these places overseas where we already are running study abroad classes. We kind of flip it and have international students join those classes. And that way they're in a U of O class, they're gaining U of O credit, but they're not yet setting foot in Eugene.
Galvan proposes this idea to begin a discussion on how universities can aid affected students. However, the university has not taken any steps towards implementing it.
There's no like going back right now. There's nothing right now. No jobs, no, there's no life right now, so I can't just go back. Everything changed, so I have to start all over again.
This is Wes again. When he first came to the U of O, he majored in business and hoped to pick up the family company back in Yemen. The war has changed that.
People just want to leave there just to like live a normal life with peace, just no gunshots, no bombing. So that's where they come, like to America. It's a huge country, and like they don't ask for a lot. They just ask for a stay and just for a job, something simple, you know. And it's just sad, like if somebody comes with nothing and they come over to like a place with so many opportunities, and they just get shut down just like that.
Wes says he hopes universities can help affected students both with safety and finances, because in a country like Yemen, money is hard to come by. Both Oregon State University and the University of Oregon recommend caution and international counsel for those from the banned countries traveling abroad. For Wes, he'll look to a future here in the United States. Alec Cowan, KLCC News.